Welcome to Android Guys in Brief, tech news worth knowing. My name is Andrew Myrick, and today is Monday, September 24th, 2018. This is the tech news that you need to know. Samsung refuses to make the Bixby button useful on the Note 9. Samsung just gave in a little to its users recently, as the company has started rolling out a new software update for the Galaxy Note 9, which gives owners the option to launch Bixby with a double tap, rather than one singular tap on the dedicated button. The button has been subject to numerous complaints by users who are getting increasingly frustrated by the assistant getting accidentally activated by unintentional tapping. Samsung has yet to provide an option to disable or remap the Bixby button to something more appealing to users. Why the company persists in doing so is still a mystery, as forcing its users to use Bixby is pretty much a doomed strategy. Google Maps will now suggest a parking spot when you're near your destination. Do you use Google Maps a lot? Then you might want to know that there's a new feature to take advantage of. According to some users, Google Maps can now suggest spots to park while you're still en route driving to your destination. This is a particularly helpful tool for those who live in crowded urban areas and for who finding a parking spot is a complete nightmare. The suggestion appeared as a notification while in transit, and as it's the case with most Google Maps notifications, it will disappear within seconds if the user does not take any action. For the time being, it seems like the new feature is available for a select number of users and hasn't been subjected to a wider rollout by Google. Armani Exchange Connected announces new Wear OS smartwatches. There's a new Wear OS bad boy in town, and it's called the Armani Exchange Connected. The freshly squeezed smartwatch joins the stylish brotherhood of wearables designed for fashionistas. It comes boasting a circular 1.2-inch AMOLED display and is offered with a pretty large 46mm case. The device is packed with sensors including a heart rate monitor, built-in GPS, location tracking tech, NFC, and swim-proof water resistance. The wearable relies on a 300 mAh battery, which should probably last up to a full day on a single charge, but its biggest flaw is that despite being quite gorgeous to look at, it's still being based on the ancient Snapdragon 2100 Wear platform. Qualcomm recently unveiled the Snapdragon 3100 Wear chip for wearables, but it might take a while before this new crop of smartwatches goes mainstream. In the meanwhile, if you really like the Armani Exchange Connected, you can get one for $295. The watch comes with a metal bracelet and is available in four colors. SiriusXM buys Pandora Music for $3.5 billion. Earlier today, SiriusXM announced that it was purchasing Pandora Music for about $3.5 billion. This may seem out of the blue, but Sirius already owned more than a 15% stake in the streaming service. Those who are concerned about big changes have nothing to worry about. For the time being, Sirius plans to keep the Pandora and XM streaming services separated. It will be interesting to see whether there will be an increase in subscriber counts, so we'll have to keep an eye on this. One thing we know for sure is that SiriusXM is super excited to bring Pandora under its umbrella. Google Assistant support comes to Roku devices. The reaches of Google Assistant just continues to grow as a new partnership with Roku was announced. This will bring Google Assistant voice control to various Roku devices, including the streaming sticks and Roku-enabled TVs. Additionally, this will work automatically with either your Google Home device or Google Assistant on your phone. Plus, Spotify is finally coming to Roku, so you control everything, including your favorite shows, movies, and music, from the comfort of your couch. Unfortunately, we don't have a specific time frame for a release just yet. Instead, Roku claimed that the Assistant will be arriving, quote-unquote, soon. MetroPCS rebranded as Metro by T-Mobile. MetroPCS, T-Mobile's prepaid branch, today got rebranded. Moving forward, the MetroPCS name will cease to exist and will be replaced by the Metro by T-Mobile brand instead. Under its new name, Metro took the opportunity to announce new data plans. The first one kicks off at $50 for one line and goes up to $140 for four lines. The bundle includes unlimited data and a 5GB mobile hotspot for tablets and laptops. T-Mobile is also throwing in free Google One storage with this bundle. On top of that, Metro is offering a more expensive plan that starts at $60 for one line and tops out at $150 for four. It also comes with Google One, although in this case you get 15GB of LTE hotspot and an Amazon Prime subscription. In both cases, you'll be tethered once you exceed the amount. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Blue Microphones. Blue makes the most popular USB microphone around, used by podcasters, esports stars, and more. If you'd like to pick up a Blue microphone, head over to androidguys.com and click on the link for this post. We'll have a coupon code where you can save 20%.